like you.
Where not God wants
wants us, but the enemy wants us to be looking not to God, but looking away from God. And so, praise God, we are warned in Scripture, amen, that no man that warreth. And you've got to understand, praise God, that you are now in warfare. Amen. Tell your neighbor, amen, if you didn't know it, amen. As he ascended up out of sight. But the angel had a question for them, and he wanted to know, amen, why are you standing here gazing into the heaven? Amen. Praise God, the same Jesus, amen, that you have seen taken away from you, he's going to return in a life of miracle. So we don't have to worry about whether or not he's coming back. He's coming back. We don't have to worry, amen, in what manner he's coming back, because God has already let us know just how he will return. What we have to worry about and what we should be concerned about is, amen, occupy until he returns. Amen. With an outright lie. Hallelujah. Because he has blesses. And so, praise God, he's got more than one tool in his toolbox to come against us, to defeat us. Amen. And one of those things is by way of distraction. Amen. Praise God. When we, hallelujah, look at, amen, the word, and it speaks of surfeiting. Amen. What it means is, amen, being, amen, giddy like you were drunk with wine. Amen. Giddiness and silliness over things. Amen. Praise God. That don't mean life. And the things that don't mean life, amen, praise God, are those things that are material. Amen. We use them, amen, praise God, to our good, to our benefit, but we never raise them up to a level that they would ever threaten our service to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When your clothes get in your way of serving God, then it's time to push your clothes aside. Where you live, if that gets in the way of you serving God, you need to move from where you live. What you drive gets in your way of serving God, then you need to change what you drive. Amen. Whatever it is, amen, praise God, amen, that distracts you, amen, praise God, needs to be pushed aside. And most often, those distractions are things that are material. Amen, praise God. And when the sower went forward to sow, amen, and he sowed, amen, praise God, into the field, which represents the hearts of men, the Bible declares that the, amen, thorns came up. And amen, and what happened with the thorns? They choked out the word of God. What were these thorns, amen, caring for, amen, the things of the world and not caring for the things of God? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, even when I'm trying to save my own life, can you say amen? Amen. It can get in the way of me giving God the glory that he deserves. Amen. Why? Because God said, if a man seek to save his life, he gonna lose it. Amen. Amen. So I've got to pet my flesh up, lay my flesh down, tell my flesh, don't overtax yourself. Amen. In the service of the Lord. Amen. Don't wear yourself out. Amen. Save yourself so you can come back another time. But no. Amen. God said, the one that's willing to lose his life. Amen. Who would lose his life praising God? To the place where, praise God, we get joy, hallelujah, out of other things, amen, man, a song or an instrument. Can you say amen? Amen. It's good to get some joy off of the radio. It's good to get joy off of the instrument. It's good to get joy off of the song. Who will rejoice in the service of the Lord? Who will rejoice? Amen. When you've given up all that you have to give, and you're still standing, amen, to give him some more. Where are the people?
Yes. shouting out the curses.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shouting out curses against Israel. And no one was responding. Mama. Amen. He was shouting out curses. Amen. He was, amen, putting forth challenges. And a whole army looked at one man. Granted, he was a giant. Can you say that to Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But he was one man. Can you say that to Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
It was a whole army. Amen. Praise God. That was, amen. Praise God. Stagnated by one man. Why? Because they were looking on his outward appearance. They were looking at the strength,
yes,
of, amen, praise God, this one man. Amen, praise God. They were looking at, amen, the head of his sword, a spear, and they were looking at his armor. And amen, praise God. Amen, they had, hallelujah, a flashback like Israel had,
yes,
when they were ready to go and possess the land, which caused them not to go in and wander 40 years. Amen, they looked at one thing. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. When David came, hallelujah, amen, his brethren did not receive him, amen, in love. Woman, why are you here? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Why are you here? Amen. Praise God. David's reply was, is there not a cause? There's a reason why I'm here. Amen. I'm here because none of y'all will move against this giant.
Yes, yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
I'm here. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Because I have had an experience,
yes,
with my God.
Oh,
away from our purpose. Why are you here? Amen. What's I won't be much longer.
Thank you, Jesus.
But in photography, and just painting photography, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. The lens of the camera works like the eye. Amen, praise God. It can focus on a point, but when it focuses on point, the other things in the field of vision, amen, praise God, will not be in focus. What do you see? You can focus on everything at the same time. You can only focus on one thing at a time. Amen, praise God. Our eye needs to be single. It needs to be focused on God.
Yes.
Why? Because you can focus on God, amen, and everything else at the same time. Because if your focus is on God, everything else out of focus.
Yes.
But if your focus is on something else, amen, other than God, God is going to be included in that everything else that's out of focus. Believe me, you don't want God out of focus in your life. You want to be able to see the God of your help, to see the God of your strength, to see the God of your deliverance. You want to be able to understand that that God that I serve will never fail me. Israel had a misconception that wherever, amen, praise God, the Ark of the Covenant was, amen, praise God, was where God was. But amen, the ark only represented. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. We don't want just the representation of God. We don't want to lean on representation of God. We want to know God for ourselves.
Amen.
And anybody that know him, amen, praise God, got a praise for him.
Amen.
Anybody that knows him. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
God. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
We give him all we can give him here. All we can give him here. All we can give him
here. Yes.
Amen. 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 And we don't meet out our praise. And so praise God, because we don't meet our praise out. Amen. Praise God. The praises of God is a thing that ought to be spontaneous among the people of God. Nobody got to tell you to praise him.
Okay. Yes.
The word already, if you were that ignorant and didn't know, the word already told you, look, from the rising of the sun, the
going down
of the sun, the Lord's name is to be praised. I'm saying to you, amen, praise God, we, the people of God, sometimes, praise God, so disfocused and so got our mind in so many other places. It's looking in this, that, and the other. And when we come in the place where God is looking to us to glorify him, amen, praise God, we're doing every other thing. Amen. God has given him the glory. Amen. Again, I ask you, why are you here?
That's right.
Why are you here? Let you live another day. Why are you here? Amen. We are the redeemed of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We love God. We love the redeemed of the Lord. Let's say amen. Oh, we need a mind of change. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The mind, amen, that's altered and adjusted. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The world is ahead of us. Amen. Ain't nobody got to tell them to root for their team. Way back in the back, you can't even hear what the cheerleaders are saying.
Yes.
And you're saying, amen.
Amen.
You see some stuff moving. Amen. You can't hear what they're saying.
Amen.
And you're saying, amen. But guess what? Them way back in the bleachers on the back row, they standing up. They're giving their God the praise. Amen. Praise God. But we, amen. Praise God. Don't have that mind. Amen. To praise him. Amen. Because when God gives you a word, you are to praise him for that word.
Yes, yes.
cross of the Lord. Amen. I said, distracted. You're looking at this.
Jesus.
You're looking at that. It's too hot. It's too cold. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. The service too long. Started too late. Amen. Praise God. I'm tired. I'm just out of work. I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Right here. Amen. Bring your shoulder up. Amen. Oh, I'm going to go. Oh, my God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm
going
to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going
to
pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm
going to
Nobody distracted because you take your mind off of what God has done for you.
Yes.
You know why you're distracted? Because you don't recognize that the enemy is working to destroy you.
Yes.
With him, you're making you weaker and weaker and weaker. And then you wonder why, when things, amen, that come from the Word of God do not become fruitful in your life. You don't realize that thorns choke out the Word of the Lord.
Yes.
Cannot afford just to be distracted. I've got to be focused on my mission and on giving my God the praise that is due unto Him.
Amen.
So let us, and as we leave here today, understand that God wants me focused. So when you come to service, next time you come to service, you praise with you.
What?
Bring your praise. I ain't asking you to bring something you ain't got a reason for. Bring your praise with you. I ain't asking you to bring something you ain't got because you know what God did.
Yes.
Surprise. Amen, your pastor. And you say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Make him smile. Make him sit back and say, my God, you. Amen. I'm praising God.
Amen.
And you say,
thank you, Jesus.
Sit back and say, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Amen. To each other. I need to, amen. Even get in the praise for the Lord. Churches, but let us be mindful of the attack of the enemy, because he ain't always in your face. Sometimes he's just on the sideline trying to scratch you.